spite of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass.
And Bell.
And we are
a couple of critics.
What's going on, everybody? I know we've been a little bit hiatus for a while because we've been doing a lot of work and stuff, but the website's been popping though.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had a lot of activity on the website. We've also had a lot of activities, you know, with some of our different couple of critics out there. So our other critics been posting a lot. And of course, we do have a whole section. Orlando Dining Month just ended. There's a whole section of all the restaurants, you know, reviews from myself and Becca. And
yeah, we didn't do as much reviews as I would like when the Orlando Dining Month. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we did do something that was really cool that we're going to talk about today is the Judson at the Dr. Phillips.
Yes, yes. Dr. Phillips Center. There's a whole series called Judson's Life. Mm-hmm. And basically it's a local artist that comes in and you know, you get to go in and kind of, you know, see the different local artists performing and all that stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I really did like the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's in the back. Like if you ever in Orlando, you go to Dr. Phillips, it's this big like concert hall with different halls and sections in it. They have their main one as well, but then they have these other awesome auditoriums. In the back, they have this really cool auditorium, Judson, and it's really, I mean, the lounge is really relaxed. They have a bar there. You mm-hmm. order food. Just really great vibe, really great atmosphere.
It is.
You know, and I really enjoyed the atmosphere. I enjoyed the scenery because I'm a scenery person. Mm-hmm. You know, so I like to catch a vibe. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And it had a really great vibe.
It did. It did.
You know what I'm saying? So I did Dre. So who did we see? Do you remember the artist?
I don't remember. I don't think we were doing the artist because we were most the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a local artist. You know, mm-hmm. we don't know them, but it was great. You know, whoever performed, I think it was a father and a daughter.
Yeah, it was this female artist and she was performing yeah. and her father was the guitarist.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, not the type of music we go see all
no,
the time,
no,
you
know what I'm no, no.
But was it bad or anything?
Yeah, it wasn't
you know?
Bad. It was cool.
It was cool. The music was very relaxed, mm-hmm. you know. But you know, I don't think, you know, I think Judson's an opportunity for you to go there and just to really vibe, just to hang mm-hmm. out with friends, just catch a vibe, eat some food, drinks, have a couple of drinks and just relax. I think a lot of times there are not a lot of events that are catered to just a vibe or just relax. And I mm-hmm. think maybe back in the early 2000s, 90s, things like that, there used to be a lot of those places where you can go to and just vibe out with mm-hmm. local artists. And the whole atmosphere is just really nice and classy. There's not too many, from my opinion, out there anymore mm-hmm. like that. And Judson really brings that vibe back. I really got that early 2000 club scene when you just vibe out, you know, and see a performance. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice lounge type of setting. You know, the ambiance is there. So it's low lighting, you know, so that way you can kind of relax. And there's a full bar. Mm-hmm. There's a full menu. You know, it is a good if you want to go hang out with your friends or if you want to do like a date night or anything, you can. I mean, I think that the tickets to see the local artists, I think it's like $15. It's really cheap.
The reason why tickets are so cheap because the food and the drinks are so expensive.
Yes, that's yeah, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Yes.
Yeah,
it is a cheap ticket date, but the food and the drinks are, I mean, you are going to pay premium.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely So there they didn't do, but for me, every time we go to Dr. Phil's, I always have to get the cookie, right? They have these chocolate chip cookies mm-hmm. that are really, really good. And just one cookie is like $8, mm-hmm. like 10, you know, it's expensive for one cookie. It's a big cookie, but it's expensive. But
I didn't really care for that cookie that you
I like the cookie. Love the cookie's cookie so good. Much. The cookie was good okay. for me. But, you know, but they, you know, the reason why it's cheap to get in is because they do hit you over the head when it comes to now the food. I got this little pizza thing. I believe it was like mm-hmm. this little pizza thing that was pretty good. I mean, you know, good, nice portion. Like a night like that, you don't want to like, it's not like dinner.
You know yes, what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't want to anticipate yeah. going to have dinner there. Yeah, it's like appetizers. Small bites.
Yeah, it's like appetizers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the drinks are pretty good. You know, mm-hmm. what did you have?
Yeah, the drinks are really good. I usually had it was a spicy margarita. Mm. You know, so anyone knows me, I'm a big tequila you know, person. So I'm always going to have a margarita of some sort, a spicy margarita and such. And so it's really, really good. The drinks were phenomenal, top notch. Like I say, they have, you know, top premium liquor. Of course, you're paying the price, but it was really, really good. I also had a dessert as well. It was very, very delicious. It was like a little, you know, sticky and crumbly. It was so nice, even though it was $20-something for that tiny little dessert. Mm. It was, mm. I would say, did it, you know, hit the point for my sweet tooth? Yes. But like I say, you're not going to go there on a full, you know, on an empty stomach because it's like, you know, little finger foods.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. I tried the drink. The drink was good. You know, yeah. I mean, they have a full staff there. So mm-hmm. it's not like it's like a skeleton crew there. They have a full staff. Mm-hmm. They have a guard at the door that opens and closes the door when you go in. Yeah. It's definitely a great experience. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a good date night. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like
if you know, I think sometimes when we do dates, mm-hmm. we tend to just try to overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if you really are now in this whole don't go 50-50, you gotta take somebody to Ruth Cruz
what
or whatever
the restaurant world, is called. Babe, you mean Ruth Chris?
Oh yeah, what you say exactly. You know, you know, people want to do these extravagant dates mm-hmm. now and spending like $1,000. But to be honest, you know, that type of scene is definitely a great scene mm-hmm. for a date. Definitely a great scene for if you and the wifey want to get out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, if you just want to do some drinks, I understand like getting in is not expensive, but the drinks themselves are going to run you some money.
Yeah.
So don't go with somebody that likes to drink a lot because you could be leaving their little room.
Yes. Yeah. You want to go with someone that maybe you want to have about two cocktails or three. You know, I mean, $75, $100 on the three drinks. Yeah. Like I say, that's what you're going to pay.
You know, if you drink water, definitely I would say go with the water.
Oh my goodness.
Ice water. You know, have them throw a lemon in it so you can feel a little bit fancy.
A little bit. And you know what? The cool thing about the Judsons Live is that they actually have these artists, these local artists. It's during the week. So it's not a weekend thing. I think a weekend thing, I think it's more what on Tuesdays or Thursdays or something like that mm-hmm. is when they usually have the shows and everything. And parking is free, right? You know, I mean, you're parking somewhere in downtown.
There's a thing about parking mm-hmm. because parking is free around the area.
Yes.
But you got to get there early because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, what's going to happen is that people going to take the free parking and then you have to do one of the pay parking. But even that, the local garages are not really expensive. I think the parking was $3 or $4 mm-hmm. there. So it's not too expensive at all. So even if you are going down there and you find yourself not being able to find local parking, and it's very limited local parking.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's like one little strip.
Yeah, one
you know
strip
what I'm saying?
Of
or,
it.
Or you got to go a couple blocks over. So be prepared to walk a little if you want to try and get that free city parking, because at most things after 6 o'clock is free anyway mm-hmm. to park. But if you want to park in the garage, valet, definitely don't do valet because about $30. Unless you want to be fancy, then that's fine. But valet, they do provide valet. It's like $30. But there's local garages. Like I said, there's a garage across the street that's like going to run you $3 to $5, depending on how long you're there. Then there's the other garages, you know, little buildings. They have $10. So, I mean, it's reasonable. So, I mean, if you're doing an event like this, I would say plan accordingly. But, you know, it's definitely worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's definitely worth it. Don't worry about, you know, if you want to, that's fine to look into the artists that are there. But really don't really look into the artists that are there. They do always bring in quality artists. So they're not, you know, bringing in, you know, garbage artists or artists that are sloppy or not good. They do bring in quality artists. So, you know, don't worry about, oh, you know, is this artist going to be good? Or if I do, you know what I'm saying? They bring in good quality artists, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, and I did see some of the lineup that is coming, you know, that is coming up. Actually, last week was actually, unfortunately, I really wanted to go see, I think they had the violinist, the black violinist that were coming in. I think they had them from 2 days, 11th, the 10th and the 11th. But unfortunately, with Hurricane Milton, that kind of, you know, canceled those.
Yeah.
Sure they're rescheduling. But that was, you know, that was something I was looking forward to. They do have another artist that's Grammy Award that's coming in as well. So, I mean, so just because you never heard the artist doesn't mean that that artist is not out there doing stuff. You know, some of them are Grammy, award winners and all kinds of stuff.
And like I said, you know, I wouldn't get caught up so much in the artists and rather than get caught up in the atmosphere and just a good date night. I just think it's a great date night and great opportunity.
It is. And again, once you go in, you know, they have, you know, different little tables around. You know, it's more of an intimate type of setting. You know, the chairs are like a sofa type of. So it's really, it's really cool. You know, and like I say, the lights are dim. So that way, you know, and you may need to use your little, you know, flashlight on your phone to be able to see the menu just because it's dim and there, because they're just kind of creating that ambiance, you know, that whole sophisticated lounge type of ambiance type of feeling that, you know, you say that you're looking for. But it's definitely a great vibe, definitely a great hangout, a great conversation. Of course, you don't want to talk while the artist is performing, you know, that's rude, you know, but they do have intermission and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really, and of course, if you do need to go to a restroom, you know, when you know, get up and leave, the attendant open the door for you. The restrooms are just down the hallway. It's clean, beautiful, you know, bathrooms.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
it's Dr. Phillips, you know, so they're not going to get anything less.
Bathrooms are definitely immaculate and nice there. You know what I'm saying? You can take a nice poop in there and enjoy yourself.
Okay, see, that's way too much. And you don't have to worry about getting lost because there's an attendant, you know, right there kind of guiding you. You know, if you do get lost, they'll kind of point to you, you know, where the women, for some reason, the women's bathroom are always far away. You know, it's like as soon as you come out, here's the men's bathroom. But then for a woman, you have to walk all the way down the hall.
Maybe this is not what the podcast is called. A couple of critics, not, you know, independent women, you know, women's rights.
Not women's rights.
Yeah, this is not women's rights podcast.
Okay, fine. Whatever. All right. Another podcast.
All right. Well, we appreciate y'all listening to this podcast.
Thank you all.
You know, we're going to come with a lot more. Like I said, you know, when you don't hear from us directly with our podcast, it's not because we're lacking. It's just a lot going on and we're making a lot of great moves. But the page is active. You know, a lot of things that we're reviewing won't be podcasts. They'll just be reviews, like a lot of the latest movies and stuff like that. If you go to the website's all new, brand new website, very organized now. It's a beautiful site now. Before, it was a little bit rinky-dinky, the site. And not rinky-dinky, but just wasn't informative as it should have been.
Yeah, we did a good job on it.
I know, but it didn't break down things like I wanted it to. But now the website is broken down into sections. We got concert section. We got the, you know, saying the pages, everything's together. And we have a lot more critics that are jumping aboard right now to reach out to us that we're talking to. So I'm very excited about the future of Couple Crit. So.
Yeah. And also check out our Instagram. There's always stuff on there. There's always all our reviews and short reviews, long reviews. You know, there's quick videos on there. So that is always updated.
Definitely. All right, everybody. We appreciate you listening to this podcast. Until next time.
Bye, y'all.